The Franchise Affair by Josephine Tay. Read by Carol Boyd. Chapter 1. It was 4 o'clock of a spring evening, and Robert Blair was thinking of going home. The office would not shut until 5, of course, but when you are the only Blair of Blair, Haywood and Bennett, you go home when you think you will. And when your business is mostly wills, conveyancing and investments, your services are in small demand in the late afternoon, and when you live in Milford, where the last post goes out at 3:45, the day loses whatever momentum it had long before 4 o'clock. It wasn't even likely that his telephone would ring. His golfing cronies would by now be somewhere between the 14th and 16th hole. No one would ask him to dinner, because in Milford invitations to dinner are still written by hand and sent through the post, and Aunt Lynn would not ring up and ask him to call for the fish on his way home, because this was her bi-weekly afternoon at the cinema, and she would at the moment be only 20 minutes gone with the feature, so to speak. So he sat there in the lazy atmosphere of a spring evening in a little market town, staring at the last patch of sunlight on his desk, the mahogany desk with the brass inlay that his grandfather had scandalized the family by bringing home from Paris, and thought about going home. In the patch of sunlight was his tea tray, and it was typical of Blair, Haywood and Bennett that tea was no affair of a japanned tin tray and a kitchen cup. At 3:50 exactly on every working day, Miss Tuff bore into his office a lacquer tray covered with a fair white cloth and bearing a cup of tea in blue pattern china, and, on a plate to match, 2 biscuits, petit beurre Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, digestive Tuesdays and Thursdays. Looking at it now, idly, he thought, how much it...